Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318. Here are our top stories this evening. The EU-Africa summit, which is set for Brussels next week, is hanging in the balance as the diplomatic rift between the two groups continues to widen over participants. The government assists Toke Mkosi flood victims with clothing and food items as affected families continue to live in squalid conditions months after the disaster.
And the number of Zimbabweans dying from AIDS-related illnesses continues to decline.
The European Union and Africa summit, which is set for Brussels next week, is hanging in the balance as the diplomatic rift between the two groups continues to widen. The African Union's Peace and Security Council has advised the bloc not to attend the summit set for Brussels from April 2 to April 3 to protest the way Europe is allegedly holding the continent in court contempt by determining who is eligible to attend the meeting. African nations have expressed serious concern over the non-invitation of Sudan, Eritrea, and the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, and the EU's refusal to grant a visa to Zimbabwe's First Lady, Grace Mugabe, who is on the EU sanctions list. The African Union is also bitter that an invitation was extended to Egypt, which is suspended by the continental bloc after an alleged military coup ended the reign of elected President Mohamed Morsi. Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary Joy Bima tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Africa is united in its demands.
The Permanent Representatives Committee met in Addis Ababa yesterday to consider the response by the EU to the concerns that they had put before the EU itself. These mainly had to do with, one, the non-invitation of countries like Sudan and the Sahrawi, the invitation of Egypt, which was under EU sanctions, the invitation of Morocco, which was not part of the African Union, and also the denial of a visa to the First Lady of Zimbabwe. The EU response had not made any movement on these issues, and so the PRC recalled the decision that had been made by the heads of state and government in January in their summit. In terms of issues that they had to agree with the European Union for them to participate in the summit, and in particular the invitation of all leaders to be to the summit itself. So in the light of those developments, they have recommended that the summit be postponed. This is something that has been recommended to the chair of the African Union, Mauritania, and then it is now up to the leader of Mauritania to consult with his colleagues within the African Union to see what is the way forward in light of the recommendations of the PRC.
What reason was given by the EU to deny the First Lady a visa?
They were very evasive. They said Zimbabwe has submitted a delegation list of about 70 people, and the EU is in the process of assessing and issuing them. But that is not true, because they've actually informed us formally that the First Lady has not been issued a visa.
Of Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary Joy Bima in Harare. Blessing also reached European Union Head of Delegation to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Aldo Delariccia, who insists the First Lady's situation is complicated since she is on the EU's sanctions list, adding the regional bloc is still waiting for a formal communication from Africa.
We were informed that the Peace and Security Council has made a recommendation to postpone the event if the issue of the invitation is not solved. But there is a proper procedure internal to the African Union, so these are to be presented to the chair of the European Union, which is Mauritania, and then it has to be communicated to all the member states. of the African Union, then they have to decide how to proceed from there.
How about the visa for the First Lady of Zimbabwe, Grace Mugabe?
You see, the point is that this fourth EU-Africa summit is a working summit. But it is what we could call a stag meeting, which means a meeting without spouses. It was clarified in all the papers on the preparation event that there would be no program for the spouses, which is an elegant way of saying that the spouses were not invited. And so because the spouses were not invited, the host country, which is Belgium, in order to issue the visa to the spouse of the president, had to go through the normal procedure, which is adopted when a person who is on the list of restrictive measures apply for a visa to go to the European Union. So this procedure could be waived for the president because he was invited, but the First Lady was not invited, and therefore Belgium had to follow that procedure. And this is a procedure where you have to have the unanimity of all the member states, all the 28 member states of the European Union, to be able to waive the restriction, and this was not possible.
European Union Head of Delegation to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Aldo Deraricha, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.